Thank you so much. Got to have a quick word for you this morning, and because we had all the music, I'm preaching a full-blown message the next hour. It's called The Morning. Can you say that with me? The Morning. I've been looking at Jesus Christ Strong. That's been our little series I've been doing in the second service, and a lot of us have these little wristbands that says Jesus Strong. That's what I need. I don't need to be no Gary Strong. He's weak, you know, and I don't need no Lance Armstrong Live Strong. I don't need that. I need Jesus' strength. Amen? So that's what I've been talking about. I've been wearing this. I'm going to keep wearing this. Amen? Wanted you to wear it at least through Easter, but shoot, I would encourage you to keep wearing it. And if you can't, you recycle it. Give it back. I'll find somebody that'll wear it. All right? I'm serious. We ran out of those things. People just grabbed them things and went with them like crazy. Here we go. Let's look at just a word real quick. The strength of the morning. I'm just going to share real quick, Rod. Let's look at a few things. It's powerful. Just a little bit of the message in the next hour. I'm not going to get into it much. I just want to show you the power of the resurrection. Because Jesus Christ came and died on the cross for us and he rose from the dead, what do we have? It's powerful. We're justified. Can you say that with me? We are what? Justified. Old way to look at that is it's just as if you've never sinned. Just like you've never sinned. You've been forgiven. You've been clean. You've been saved, forgiven, forever. Say that with me. Saved, forgiven, forever. One more time. Saved, forgiven, forever. Where are you going to get that? Nowhere other than Jesus Christ. He defeated death, hell, and the grave so that you could be saved, forgiven, forever. Justified. Who was delivered for our offenses, verse, and was raised again for our what? Justification. Because he rose, I'm justified. Thank you. That is powerful. Can we praise him for that right there? Come on. Put his hands together. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. I got enough problems without having to worry about if I'm saved and forgiven forever. Amen. I'm glad when I go to bed at night, I can put that one away. Amen. Because he did that for me. It's powerful how? Say that one. Because we are what? Empowered. What do I mean? Ephesians 1:19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his what? Power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, help me, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that it's named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head of over all things to the church, which is his what? We are his what? Body. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. He has empowered us. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the what? World. Amen. I've been given power because of the resurrection. It's crazy. I'd have never thought I could get up like this and talk to you folks about Jesus. Are you kidding me? Me from Rockingham? You crazy? Say. No way. Talking about Jesus? Have you lost your mind? It's amazing when you trust Christ, you start following him, how he empowers you. Amen? How he gifts you, how he uses you. He gives you power, man, to do for him and to serve him because of the resurrection. It's powerful. Number three, say it with me. We have purpose because of the resurrection. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye what? Stand. By which also you're what? Saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in what? Vain. Come on. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. Say verse 4. And that he was buried, and that he rose again when? The third day, according to the Scriptures. You have purpose in your life now. Look how this chapter ends up. Thanks be to God, which gives us the what? Victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, say it with me now, my beloved brethren, be ye, come on, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I've been given purpose in my life. Why am I here? Why do I live on this planet? Is it for me to get up on every morning, go to a 9-to-5 job? Hey, look, I got to make a living. You got to. I understand that. That's not why you're here. That's not why you're here. You've been created by God, fearfully and wonderfully made. He loves you. wants you saved, wants you part of His family. He wants you to go into all the world and preach the gospel. He wants you to share your testimony, your faith with others. He wants you to spread love wherever you go, the love of Jesus Christ. Y'all hearing me say? He wants you to be steadfast in that. What if junk happens? So what? You're going to love. You're going to be strong. You're going to keep standing. You're going to keep moving. Why? Because you have purpose in your life. I'm in your life. I'm a risen Savior. Keep looking. How's it powerful? You try to buy this at the dime store. Pop that. We have what? Immortality. One more time. We have immortality. Most people don't know what that word means. Come on. You're going to live forever. Did you know that? Say. Yeah, we're going to die, but you're not going to die what the Bible calls a second death. You're going to wake up. And I love the old song. It says, just think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven. Of touching a hand and finding it God's. Of breathing new air and finding it celestial. Of waking up in glory and finding it home. Wow. You mean I'm going to live forever? There's people all around us today in this place that are sick. Some of them I know are very sick. I'm going to tell you people, you're going to live forever. You hear me today? You lift your head. Because He lives, we live. Amen? It's called immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that's written, death is swallowed up in what? Victory. I love that. Amen. The strength of the morning. So four little things. Can you leave with that today? Let's see if we can remember the power of this day. We are what? Justified. We are empowered. We have purpose. And we have immortality. Review one more time. Justification. I've been justified. I've been, help me. Empowered. Number three, I have purpose. And at the end of the day, I got immortality. Amen. I think I'm going to be fine, don't you? Come on, let's praise the Lord together for this beautiful day. Amen. Praise God. I got a hush. Stand on up with me and let me pray with us as we go. We got all kinds of refreshments outside. And we had Dunkin' down at the beach. We got Publix over here now. We're just buying them out. Amen. That's good. We love that. We're helping the economy. Amen. Let's bow our head in prayer. Let's leave today proclaiming our faith in Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me today? This is what you must do to be saved. You must confess with your mouth Jesus. You must believe in your heart that Jesus raised from the dead. You must believe that. There is no option. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The scriptures say we must believe that He is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So if you're here today, listen, you don't have this nailed, you must nail this. And you've got to believe it in your heart sincerely. No game playing, no church playing, none of that mess. You just absolutely have to believe this by faith, that Jesus Christ came, died, rose from the dead, and He's alive forevermore, seated at the right hand of God the Father. Let's confess that together. Would you pray with me out loud? Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned. I know I've fallen short of your glory. I don't pretend not to have done that. I have done that. I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you're the only one that can forgive me. And so I'm coming to you for forgiveness. And I want you to know this Easter Sunday morning that I believe in you, Jesus. I believe with my will, in my heart, in my head and mind, I put my faith in you and no one else. And I love you. Best I know how. Help me, Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' name. With heads bowed one moment, I'd like to do this to help you. How many would say, Pastor Gary, I needed to say that. I've just been doubtful about that, and I needed to do that with you today. I did that. I meant it from the bottom of my heart. Can I just see your hand if you say, I need to do that, I did that? It's who I am, and it's what I did. God bless you guys. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for, oh, just been good. You blessed me today. I just pray you'll bless these folks today. Help us in the next hour. Lord, I pray your presence will be here in that next hour. I pray I'll get to preach like the house is on fire. God, help me, I pray. And help us as we go our way. Bless later today with the cookout and the baptism. We just want this day to be a great day for you. We want you to be happy with what we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, guys. Thank you so much. I had a good day with you. If I can help you or hug your neck, man, I'm all for it.